Everybody. How's everybody doing on this Saturday?
I don't know. I have not seen everybody here.
I'll say, Ferris, well, you know, you're hiding in a deep, dark corner. Well, apparently not deep and dark enough. Heidi could be better. Eh, that's fair.
Ranger, I just want you to know you missed a chance to say just like you're posting.
Fair enough. Let's see, I think number, well, numbers are still going up. We're almost at our 690. All right, we need 17 more of you slackers. So we're up to 681. And yes, I'm going to sit here and just wait till it reaches 690. Oh, just went down. All right. Goons fail. What a shocker.
I think everybody's now leaving.
I'll say, I mean, to be fair, we didn't fail as badly as Horror did a month ago. But, you know, hey, you know, that can only happen once. Okay. Couple pieces. We're going to go through with it. As I said, Asher's traveling today, so he should be back for next week. I think he actually said that last week, and then it turned out that he lied to you, not me, because I didn't say it last week, but, you know, whatever. So, oh, we're over 690. Excellent. So, here we go. Let me get this link here. Got a link-heavy fireside for you guys today, so The queer swarm has been revived. That is active again. If you're interested in joining that, it's right there. We have a big request for you guys. If you have gotten a Titan or Super out of asset safety since we moved out of 1DQ, and you have gotten like the bill for it to get that Super or Titan out, please send a forum message to Hyper and Angry, so Hyper Riper and Angry Mustache, with some details on it. They are officially our CSM guys, along with Zintage, of course. But Angry and Hyper are going to be showing CCP how much it used to cost. So again, if you've got a Super or Titan out of asset safety since we moved out of 1DQ, send details on that to Hyper and Angry. Secret Santa signups are still going on. Let me get that link. Cayman's been doing Secret Santa for a really long time. What do we? I believe we're at 20 years this year. I think that's what it was. He's been doing it a long time. So, if you guys are interested in Secret Santa, there's the sign up for that. It's going for another at least week on the signups. I think it's almost two. It's something like that. All the details are in there. Okay, so we are going to get a couple of shout outs, and then Kaz has got some waxing poetic, but we're going to do that a little bit later. So shout outs here for the fireside. I got a request to make sure that we do a shout out for Sky Mules. Those guys are doing just tremendous amount of work. Going out, if you guys don't know who and what the Sky Mules are, those are the goons who go out and pick up all of the reagents and the crap from the Skyhooks that power all of our stuff. So if you like your ratting upgrades, the Sky Mules are the ones who go out there and get all the shit to make that stuff actually work. So big shout out to those guys. They do a tremendous amount of work to get all of that stuff going. Starting next week, we're going to begin highlighting some of our groups, right? Since Horde has died, we're going to start highlighting the SIGs and squads that we've got so that you guys know what kind of activities are available, everything that can be done. So we're going to begin doing that next week. I haven't even told Asher about that. We're going to just throw that with Asher, but he just reads whatever we type anyway, so it's fine. Next big and important announcement for you guys. Our very own Sniper will be doing a gate crossing today, right after the fireside. This will be the last gate crossing that we're going to be doing. He is also going to be doing a subcap move up from RA today. If you are in GQ and you are in a jump capable ship and you have not moved when he does that final gate crossing today, there is in fact a Sino route from GTAC Q to CJ, and I will link that route for you. And Lana has linked it as well. There is the route. If you are going from GQ and you miss the final gate crossing that Sniper is going to do today in about 20 minutes or so, he'll do it right after the fireside. He will ping it as well. They will do that. We have keep stars along that route that Lana and I just linked. There are keep stars there. You can jump along that route. Trelex, I'll get to questions here and just actually, no, I'll answer that one. So CAD move up, we're keeping your CAD alts where they are for right now. We're still debating on what to do with them. So wherever your CAD alt is, just leave it there for right now. I got a big request for a shout out from Beyond for Locust, where he processed 680 contracts for it. And guys, only one had a mistake in it, and that was the most minor mistake got corrected in less than 30 minutes. He told me that today. I accused him of lying because we know goons are not that good. You guys did tremendous with that. We appreciate you guys doing your taxes properly so that Beyond doesn't have to chase you down. Next thing, let me get... Okay, as you guys probably remember, the NSA to ISA changeover is happening. If you have a carrier, if you have a carrier that has an NSA on it, go to that forum thread. We will replace your NSA with an ISA. All of the details on how to do it are in that thread. You've got a few weeks before CCP will change the back-end code so that NSAs do not work on carriers. This only applies to regular carriers.
Just to be clear, you should do it as soon as possible because the normal NSA does not give you any range bonus, so your carrier is basically useless with an NSA anyway.
Okay. So, yes, carrier pilots, go to that. Make sure you fix it.
Yeah, supers haven't changed, guys.
Yeah, and there's no limit on them or anything. So like if you have a stack of NSAs and you want to swap them out or you want to swap some of them, you can do that. Yeah, we've already swapped a couple hundred, so we'll keep doing it until people don't have them to swap anymore.
Yep, to make sure you guys are getting that done. Let me see. I think I got everything. BP, I did ignore yours because I need to talk to those guys first, but we'll probably do that one next week. Okay, Dredger, did I miss anything before we have Kaz wax poetic?
Sniper, you see the message in Elysium about the 500 server error when joining a Discord?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, so put in, if there's a bug with it right now, just put in a ticket and we'll manually clear your account. Turnotch, I might have already done that for you. Your name sounds familiar. But so if you have an IT ticket about it, bump it. If you don't have one, go ahead and make one. But your name sounds familiar, so I think I might have fixed it.
Okay, Kaz is going to wax poetic here on mining. So, Kaz, please take it away.
You spoiled it. Oh, you spoiled it. Ladies and gentle goons, I am having a bad week. I am exhausted. I am tired of a specific thing. Can you guess what that thing is? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter P. Couple alright guesses. No, none of these. Jim Gonzo is close, phonetically. I am tired of peacetime. Because you know what peacetime inevitably brings? Brings crab drama. And that is what we are here to discuss today. Numerous times over the past few months, I have warned our miners, our extractors, our eaters of rock, our spod brains, that the eye of Sauron is upon them, and that we will not tolerate their bad behavior if they continue to push the limits of the don't be a dick rule with cherry picking and so on. Nevertheless, we have established that a number of whales, let's say, people who operate more than a squadron of barges on their own, that's 10 or more, continue to push the limits of what we can enforce on the rules, and we're seeing a lot of cherry-picking-esque behavior. So we tried to think about what to do, the difficulty being we don't want to make a rule that says you must always mine the lowest value rock in the belt first. It's kind of hard to enforce. It'd be a lot. What we're going to do first is we're going to change the rules on mining escalations. As you know, the new Equinox belts, you clear them, you have a small chance of popping an escalation. At first, we said these are just going to be FFA. Most people don't have the ability to clear them themselves. The time was very short. We didn't want them to rot. We are going to change this. From now on, mining escalations obey standard escalation ownership logic. If you pop the escalation, you own the escalation. You may sell the escalation with a bookmark and a chain of custody in an escalation sales channel, or you may run the escalation with yourself and as many of your closest friends as you desire. No one else can go into the escalation unless you allow them. To enforce this, all you have to do is take a screenshot of the escalation with barges that are there that are not supposed to be there. How will we know that they're not supposed to be there? Well, they will not be in your fleet, whereas your fleet will be on grid. And so you can show this. So, that is the new rule. You are no longer allowed to go do a mining escalation if you are not the owner of it. Okay, there's always one owner in a case where something like, for example, you had a question about Locust Fleet. If there's a fleet mining, it's just a matter of luck, whoever gets the last hit on the rock. Crucially, yes, we have come to the part where this is a good change. This rewards you. Now it's not a matter of just popping the escalation. The escalation is a reward for you for finishing the very last rock in the site. This incentivizes all players to be the person who gets the last hit on the last rock in the site to possibly proc the escalation. And we believe this will encourage some of our, let's say, less well-behaved miners to do that and not leave the belts early and prepare to go to a new belt, which is what we want. So this is a significant-esque change. But yes, from now on, if you are not invited to a mining escalation, you should not be there. Right? You will either be invited, it will be sold to you, the normal escalation rules for DED complexes apply, you can sell them, all this stuff. They are standard ownership rules from this point forward. In addition, if you are someone who operates 10 or more barges at any given time, this is not a rule yet, but our expectation is that if you enter a belt or a moon, that you're there till it's done. Okay? If you're this is specifically about big fish, okay? If you're just a normal person, you don't need to listen to this. But if you're someone who can put forth the effort to take out 10 or more barges, that means you're a significant EVE player, right? Your gaming is organized, you're here to play, you're here to power play. That means if you are going to go do a site, we expect you to be able to finish it, right? We understand stuff always happens. But there is an extremely noticeable pattern of a couple dozen of these folks going around and cherry-picking a belt, and then they'll go and they'll dock up their dozen barges and wait a half an hour or an hour or whatever, make it look normal. We're tired of that. Don't do that anymore. If you are a major fish, if you've got a dozen barges of your own, if you're going to a site, you should be there till it's done. There's really no reason not to be. That's what we got. Any comments, questions, concerns, we can talk about mining right now, and then we'll open it up for more general questions after.
I want to throw in one thing real quick, which is that we don't want to have to get to a point where we're, like, parsing through people's mining ledgers and shit but that's, you know, next. There's, oh okay, yeah, there's some like gray area on cherry picking, right? So like if you go into a belt and you're just like mining whatever rocks by range and whatever, and you finish the site, like, not a big deal. But the real core issue of cherry picking is the people that show up in a belt. They mine out the Gneiss, which is the top ore in a handful of them. And then mysteriously, real life calls them away. And oh no, when they get back, somebody else is mining the belt. I'm going to go somewhere else. Don't do that. We don't want to have to make some kind of rule about, like, you know, some big long fucking list of you have to mine the ores in the site in this order and whatnot. So just like, the goal is to roll the anoms, right? Not pick out the best parts of them. So please don't make us make complicated rules.
Yep. So there are a couple questions I'll read out. What about a guy coming in with 30 alts into his system? Air quotes, shitting on smaller guys mining and belting all the rocks, even the ones already in mine. Another question is, I think crystals should be banned for those who run 10 plus barges because of the huge amount of residue. So those are the types of things that for now we're not going to touch. We want to see if we can make some small behavior changes. We think the escalation thing is significant. But do keep an eye on that stuff, right? If you feel like someone is really pushing the limits and you repeatedly see the same person engaging in, like, limit pushing behavior, talk to a director. We are watching. This comes up every other week for a reason. We'd like to improve people's behavior without having to shoot anybody. We'll see how things go. Let's see.
Sorry, give me one second there, Kaz. If you guys are seeing what Kaz was just talking about, that kind of behavior, put in a IA forum post about it. That will flag it to us so that we can see it. It's one of the best ways for that, so that we can keep an eye on it. And it will, the IA guys will make sure to bring it either to my attention or directly to Kaz's.
Right, yeah. Bottom line is what Zorgar said is right. He's got 5, 4 to 6 barges. He's almost always able to clear the last couple crappy rocks. Someone with 10 or more absolutely should be able to do that. Obviously, moons are a different thing. Moons, there's a lot of crap on them. You don't need to finish the moon. It doesn't matter if you don't finish the moon. No one cares. This is about anoms, obviously. Crack Valdor asked, did I hear it right? In a mining anomaly, we must start with the lowest price ore. So no, we are not going all the way. That would be sort of the full power version of a no cherry picking rule. But we don't want to go there because that's a lot to enforce. It's a lot to monitor everybody. It's hard for newbies to understand. The sites are not structured that way. It's a lot. So we're not going there yet. We're just making a couple small changes. We're going to keep watching people and hope for behavior improvements. If you have been someone who has been violating the don't be a dick rule, don't you worry, we're on to you. I won't name names yet. That's what I got.
I'll say, despite the fact that we are literally in a space bureaucracy, Kaz and I don't like red tape and dealing with this. If you make us make a rule, I swear to God I'm going to shoot one of you guys out of fucking airlock. I don't want to deal with this.
We don't want to give the wrong impression. Those guys that are fielding those dozen barges are super valuable to us. When they're well-behaved, they're a critical part of the Alliance. You want their help. We want to be flipping rocks. It's when their behavior gets too self-centered and they're suddenly not flipping that we have to have this talk, right? It all works much better if everyone is just mining at speed instead of trying to hyper-optimize their 1 hour.
Ludolf, I'm sure I just butchered your name, man. That is a question for Zintage. I do not know on that one.
Currently, no. We will not be SR paying them. They're nice to have. Like, it's nice to have mid-grade amulets or whatever on your boosters for the new carrier fleet. We are not SR paying them currently, so they are not required. The only place they're required are the actual carriers.
I can move a Citadel on the 88 gate in CJ. I didn't know there wasn't one there. I will talk to the GSOL mill director about that. So for the question there on Ishtar's doing Forsakens, we're not going to restrict that. As long as the hull is capable of running the site, that's all that matters. Michael?
There are plenty of systems with plenty of rock havens if you look outside of Innsmother, so.
Michael, I think that's how you say your name. Yeah, we'll get Kaz to write up, or I will, somewhere of the change to the mining rules he'd literally just announced. We'll put that up.
Ranger, do you want to respond to Pap, or should I?
I missed it, so you do it.
Okay, fuck you. We're not banning PI.
I totally missed that. Fucking Pappy.
What do I hear now? Is Ranger going to stream how to set up PI?
Hey, you know, we already got Asher to do that. There was actually a PI class from Gooniversity the other day. Usually to PI jail with you. Oh, I like that. Straight to PI jail. That's a good one. G-Rich, anyone under 6 foot is barred from leadership positions. To be honest, man, a lot of our directors are actually freakishly tall. We won't talk about Sniper, but most of the directorate is actually freakishly tall.
Wow.
Like, if you're in the Netherlands, 6 foot is, like, small.
Okay, what other questions do you guys have? I think we got all the current ones. So, questions
yeah,
for anybody?
I'll hit this one from Justin. So all of our, we will continue looking at SAV upgrades, but what we have right now is pretty final and as optimized as it can be. There's been a lot of work into jamming in as much stuff as we can. The main thing that you will see continue to change is which ore anomalies are where. Like, for the most part, they're going to stay in the same systems, but it might currently be a megasite belt and then turn into something else. That's the main change you can expect. But there's not a lot of room for ratting right around staging, but there's tons of other space that's very easy to get to. Oh, and Brodog's put in chat that we're looking at rotating some of the anoms to different types in the next 36 hours. So once that's complete, there will be a updated list provided.
Just like to add something. Sorry, I don't generally butt in on these. If anyone keeps asking about banning Ishtars from certain anoms, I might just take a personal close interest in where they're ratting.
Somebody asked, does the new mining escalation rule apply to Prismaticite? So as far as we know, that site doesn't escalate.
That it's not an escalation.
That site does not count as an escalation. We've only seen one of them in our space recently, so we don't have a ton of data. But from what we know, those sites are massive and have a lot of capacity for people to mine in them. So there's no current plan for limitations on mining them.
That's right. First of all, you'll get hunted if you go to those, right? The one that we did see, Frat was blobs dropping it constantly. Yes, exactly. They get camped. So that is something, that's why I say that we want a positive relationship with our big miners, with our whales, because sites like that are designed to need 10 of those dudes or more, right? So that's totally different thing. It's not an escalation, just doesn't apply. That's FFA, we'll bring everyone.
I see one of the best questions from Krabs right there. Is Pan Crab green? Sure, why not, man?
Panda Crab will be green soon.
Yeah.
Somebody's asking about the breakpoint on barges killing belts. This is basic, like, Kaz said a number. That number is a generalization, and this is a please don't rules lawyer, because that makes people angry.
Exactly right. If you're asking yourself, does this apply to me? Do I need to be on my absolute best behavior? That number is a guideline, right? If you're operating 7 barges, you're actually not that large. But should you act shitty? Of course you should not, right?
If you're a person that has 30 barges and then just decides because Casimir said 10 is the limit, you're going to do 3 sides with 9 barges and 1 roll call instead of 1 side with the 30 barges, you're still a shithead.
Pretty much.
I think we should start shooting them again when they're being shitheads.
It's only been peacetime for 13 days.
I know. So, well, past due.
I did enjoy going over there with my Titan and GTFOing people off of the mining ANOM.
We have taken certain actions which are very entertaining, yes.
Okay, any other questions? Because I know Sniper wants to do a gate moving up. Yeah. Sniper wants to do some gate crossing. All right, so last call for questions, and then we'll get out of here so we can do a gate crossing and Sniper can get the last few people at our attack A. Oh, John, I forgot to poke Sticks about that. That's my bad. Let me poke him about that.
Justin asked, should we expect some big doctrine removals with Tiger Claws coming in? We talked about it a bit. We're relatively happy with the things that we have and don't think there's going to be any like major changes coming soon.
Whoever was asking about alt corps, I traditionally do those on Sundays. Speaking of alt corps, I think you guys got a kick out of this. It totally wasn't me, it really was, who lagged all of EVE servers twice last time I purged alt corps. And that totally did not entertain me a lot more than it probably should have. All right, I'll tell you what. I think we'll call it a day for the fireside. I will give you guys story time on that if you want to stick around. Sniper's going to do move ops and stuff like that. So thank you all for coming. We'll officially end fireside there. And I will give it like a minute and then I will tell you story time on how I lagged all of Eve's servers twice. So cheerio, happy Saturday, guys.